Is your debt causing you sleepless nights? Knock your debt out with DebtKO. And your debt won't be the only thing keeping you up at night. DebtKO, free, impartial advice on all your debt.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. I had a quick interview with Frank Warren after Liam Williams' fight, but he talked for about 3 hours on BT that night, so I know you wanted to get off. Just a reflection on Liam's performance that night, obviously a quick night's work.
Oh, he was unbelievable, wasn't he? He was just vicious, stunning. I mean, he's a good finisher, and he's just looking so good at that weight, middleweight. I think he's a world champion in waiting. And as soon as we can get that fight on with Andrade, the better, because I genuinely believe he's got the beat of it.
Well, let's get straight to the point. Of course, Demetrius Andrade has his opponent announced yesterday. A lot of fans are criticising the opponent choice, etc. Liam wasn't very happy, of course. What is going on with Andrade Williams? Because obviously Andrade's got a new date and fight now.
Well, we're supposed to be in negotiations for the world title fight. That's what the WBO ordered. So I'm waiting to hear back from the WBO. And we want to get the fight on ASAP. That fight will have to take place or Andrade have to vacate, one of the two.
So Demetrius obviously has got his fight coming up. You believe that that fight will happen early next year and negotiations will start as soon as Andrade's fight is over?
No, the negotiations start now. And I don't know whether he's going to be allowed to have that fight.
Okay. Have they got underway?
Sorry?
Have the negotiations got underway already?
Well, the WBO ordered that they take place. If we can't agree, then let's just get straight to the purse bids. Have the purse bids next week. Get it on. Let's get ready. Let's get moving.
Okay. Frank, of course, everyone at the moment is talking about the fact that Tyson Fury will be back in London. He'll be back boxing in the UK. Deontay Wilder fight won't be happening. Let me quickly just ask you, though, about Shelley Finkel's comments. He's insisting this fight is still on. Why do you think he's saying this?
Well, he's got his, Shelley, who I know quite well, and I've known him for a number of years, he's obviously got his opinion of where he's at with the contracts, and he's got to do the best for Deontay Wilder. Our job is to do the best we can for Tyson. We made it very clear that Tyson wants to fight this year. By the end of the year, that's always been our mantra, whether it be Deontay Wilder or it be somebody else. And the problem has been that because of the COVID, and various other things, that the fight's not been able to take place. So we're in a position now where Tyson will fight, and we're looking at the moment, that'll be the 5th of December now, in London, at the Royal Albert Hall. That's the intention. And we'll obviously get that sorted out within the next 4 or 5 days.
Spoke to Bob a couple of days ago, and he said there's no contractual obligations for either man to fight each other. So this won't end up in a court situation or legally if this Fury Wilder free fight doesn't happen, Frank?
That I don't know. I mean, from what I've seen of the contract, that's how I see it as well, the same as Bob Arum. Having said that, Shelley's, they've taken an opinion, they've got a different view. But it won't stop Tyson from fighting in December. Whatever happens, he will fight in December. I wish it was, Tyson wasn't ducking out or anything, but, for him, as he said, he put a statement out and he's been quite frustrated by it, as all of us have. But him, more importantly, because he's the champion and he's the guy getting in the ring. And he made it very clear, he's not prepared to wait any longer.
Of course, we know a factor in this will be that there's no gate for this, and the last fight generated the highest ever gate in a Vegas fight for a heavyweight world title fight. Some people are suggesting, though, that Deontay Wilder's running scared, etc. You know fighters, Frank. You've been around Deontay. Do you think that's the case, that Deontay just doesn't want this fight?
No, I don't. I don't believe that would be. I don't believe he's running scared. I mean, I wouldn't. If I was him, I wouldn't have the fight, because I think he needs to get back to the drawing board. Because, having looked at the last couple of fights he's had with Tyson, Hawk Tyson got, as I've made it very clear, got robbed the first time, and the second time it was an emphatic win. Who knows what he wants to do? That's his choice. It's his choice where he wants to get in. One thing about it, he's not a you know, he won't be scared of getting in the ring with anybody, Deontay Wilder. Look, we're in strange times, and unfortunately, events have overtaken everything. And all the team's concern, prime concern, is Tyson, and that's all that's what we've got to do. So make sure that he's okay, and he will be fighting, as I said, in December, no doubt about that.
Any movements on a potential opponent for Tyson on December 5th?
No, we're looking at. We've been talking about it the last few days, and we'll work something out. Look, we're very restricted with what we can do, because what it is, you know, it's as you mentioned, there's no fans at the Royal Albert Hall. If that's where the fight takes place, we just do the best we can to get Tyson busy. The objective is to set him up next year for the big one with AJ, providing AJ comes through his fight with Poulin. That's the fight we all want. It's the one we all keep banging on about. And we want to get this bloody horrible year out of the way. Well, it was a horrible year after February when he won the world title. Since then, it's been awful for everybody. So we just want to set everything up for next year and hit the ground running.
Still surviving and breathing, Frank. No, that's the main thing, yeah?
Sorry, mate?
Still surviving and breathing. That's the main thing.
Well, that's what we've got to do, isn't it? You know, it's bloody dangerous times for some. You know, it's awful, but we are, and we're moving forward. And I want to get this, get this 5th of December show on. It's to celebrate my 40th year as a Boxing Board of Control license holder. I've done my first show in London on the 1st of December in 1980 with a board license. And it was, the place was nigh on empty. And it looks like we're going to be in the same position again 40 years later.
How life works, eh?
Yeah, well, it's what it is, mate. But you've got to get on with it. Got to keep moving forward.
Absolutely. Actually, I was with Anthony Yard yesterday, and I told him that it would be your 40th year in boxing that weekend. The fact that he'd be fighting Lyndon Arthur, and obviously Fury would be headlining. And he was very excited by that. He said that's going to be a prestigious occasion at Royal Albert Hall.
Well, it's prestigious for me, for him to be on the card. You know, Anthony, you know how I think of Anthony. He's one of my favourite fighters. It's phenomenal what he's done with a limited experience he had as an amateur. And I'd love him to be in action on there against Lyndon Arthur.
Yeah, brilliant. Right. Just the last one on Fury, Frank. There's been reports come out today from Michael Hunter. He's made a few comments saying he would fight Tyson for free. He wouldn't require a purse. Thoughts?
I'd sort of rather see that than believe that. That'd be a first. That would be a first.
Where are we at with the November show, Frank? The announcement, is that coming soon?
Yeah, we're going to. We're doing the rematch on the 14th with Denzel and Mark Heffron. So that's on. Cracking fight. And I'm hoping it's going to be for the British title. That's what we're working for.
Oh, brilliant. So I believe three shows you've got, right? That one, Dubois Joyce and the Fury Bill. Or we got one more coming before the end of the year?
Maybe another one.
Oh, like to tease us, Frank.
I'm teasing you. No, there will be, we'd be another. We're working on what we're doing with Carl Frampton.
Oh, okay. Just saw some comments as well yesterday from Tony Bellew. He said, why not chuck Daniel Dubois in with Tyson Fury on December the 5th?
He said, why not put Daniel Dubois in with Tyson Fury? Because he's contracted to fight already. And we've announced the fight. We contracted for it back, when was it? Back last February or January, whenever we announced it. It's been postponed enough times. He's going to fight Joe, and that's a cracking fight. And that's one we all want to see. And like I said, the winner of that fight will set himself up. I hope for the winner of, you get Tyson and AJ on, set himself up for the winner of that down the road end of next year.
Definitely. Bit of a random one to end on. We've seen potentially Premier League matches might be going on pay-per-view, Frank. What are your thoughts on this?
The reason that's happening is quite simple. That's for the clubs to get revenue. That's nothing about the TV companies. And I suppose for some of the clubs, certainly some of the smaller ones, it's a way of, they need to generate some revenue. it's tough times out there. Tough times for everybody. The problem is, what's tough for the football clubs and the smaller ones make it tough for the fans who have to fork out even more money to watch it on pay-per-view. You know, I'm quite sure that, you know, we're looking at where we're going with Tyson. We haven't made our mind up yet what that's going to be, because it's going to be a very expensive fight, and somehow we've got to make these things work in this very difficult scenario. You know, we've done our best we could to get, which we have got over the line with Daniel and Joe, putting it out to the subscribers on BT. These are tough times. They're tough, tough times. And I think, you know, I don't like seeing every single match being on pay-per-view. Who wants to do that? Who's going to be able to afford to see that? Especially when everybody was so sport for choice towards the end, well, for quite a while now, being able to watch every more or less every match. But if they do that, then it's going to be interesting times, because I'm sure that the likes of their sponsors and so forth won't be happy that they'll be limiting their audience. But look, you know, at the end of the day, it's always going to be down to the fans, because they're the ones who are going to vote with their cash, whether that's going to work or not. It's as simple as that.
Interesting what you said there, that the December 5th bill might not be on pay-per-view because it's Tyson Fury. I think fans...
It's the world heavyweight title. It's the WBC heavyweight title. You know, we've got to generate income to make it work. We had no gate income whatsoever. So you can pretty much be sure that it will be pay-per-view.
Oh, okay, I thought you said that you're still making...
No, sorry, misrepresented what I was saying there.
No worries. Yeah, I think that's to be expected. A Fury or Joshua fight is going to be on pay-per-view.
Of course, now, yeah. So that's where we are, I think, on that, mate. But as I say, we're still working on it, and we'll get this all official soon. And we've got lots to do, but whatever happens, there will be a show on the 5th of December, and there'll be some good fights on it, some cracking fights on it.
Of course, Bob this weekend's got Lomachenko Lopez on. That's not on pay-per-view in America, which is a big move. You're looking forward to the fight, Frank? Brilliant fight.
I am. It's a cracker, isn't it? It's a really good fight. as you know, I'm a massive fan and have been since his amateur days of Lomachenko. But he's got a tough fight. You know, new kid on the block. A lot of youth, but I fancy Lomachenko to win the fight. But I'll tell you what, if he gets beat by Lopez, that's going to be a big statement by him. To beat, you know, for me, probably the best fighter out there in Lomachenko.
See what happens this weekend. Frank Warren, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV, as always.
A pleasure, mate. As always, you stay safe and well, and I look forward to seeing you soon, Umar.
Definitely, Frank. Take care.
Cheers, my old son. All the best.
Is your debt causing you sleepless nights? Knock your debt out with Debt KO. And your debt won't be the only thing keeping you up at night. Debt KO, free, impartial advice on all your debt.